You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science fact, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Hi, I'm Sandy, your host. Today we're continuing with our Leave It Better series. Yesterday, we specifically spoke about the science behind being nice. Today, we're leaving the world better by championing a cause. It can be an incredibly powerful way to make the world a better place by dedicating time, energy, and resources to a particular issue or movement. We can spark change, raise awareness, and ultimately create a positive impact on society. The key is to support something you really believe in. Effort fueled by genuine care, passion, and a sense of collaboration can yield incredible results. First, let's take a look at five ineffective ways to champion a cause. Number one, ignoring opposing viewpoints. When trying to champion a cause, it's really important to consider all perspectives and engage in constructive dialogue. Ignoring or dismissing opposing viewpoints can hinder progress and alienate potential supporters. Number two, using aggressive or confrontational tactics. While passion is important when advocating for a cause, using aggressive or confrontational tactics can turn people away and create unnecessary conflict. It's more effective to approach advocacy with empathy and understanding. Number three, relying solely on social media activism. While social media can be a powerful tool for raising awareness, it is not enough to simply post online without taking real-world action. Effective advocacy requires a combination of online and offline efforts. Number four, focusing on personal gain or recognition. Advocacy should be driven by a genuine desire to create positive change rather than seeking personal gain or recognition. Putting ego ahead of the cause can undermine credibility and detract from the message. Number five, being inconsistent or unreliable in order to effectively champion a cause. Consistency is key. Consistency in actions and messaging and dedication to the cause is crucial for gaining credibility and trust from others. Without consistency, supporters may become confused or even lose faith in the cause and its champion, which is you. By staying true to the cause and consistently advocating for it, a champion can inspire others to join in and make a real impact. Inconsistency or unreliability can undermine the credibility of the cause and really hinder progress towards achieving your goals. Therefore, try to be as consistent as possible so that you can successfully champion a cause and make a lasting difference. Now, one of the first steps in actually championing a cause is identifying what you're passionate about. It's crucial to choose a cause, as I stated before, that resonates with your own values and beliefs. A passion is often the driving force behind successful advocacy efforts. By selecting a cause that you truly are passionate about, you're more likely to stay committed, motivated, and dedicated to creating change. Once you've identified a cause that you can really get behind, the next step is to collaborate with like-minded individuals and organizations. Collaboration is key in championing a cause, as it allows us to pool resources, share expertise, and amplify impact. By working together with others who share a common goal, we can leverage our collective power to affect change on a larger scale. Advocacy is another important aspect of championing a cause. Advocacy involves speaking out, raising awareness, and making a case for why a particular issue is important and deserving of attention. Through advocacy efforts such as writing op-eds, giving speeches, sharing social media posts, or even organizing events, You can educate others about your cause and mobilize support and build momentum for change. Education is also a crucial component of championing a cause. By educating yourself about the issues at hand, you can become more informed and knowledgeable and a credible advocate. Education can also help better understand the root cause of the issue, identify potential solutions, and make informed decisions about how best to address the issues. Taking action is perhaps the most important step in championing a cause. Without action, advocacy efforts easily fall flat and fail to bring about real change. By taking tangible actions such as donating, volunteering, fundraising, organizing events, or even lobbying policymakers, you can translate your passion and advocacy into concrete results. In order to make the world a better place through championing a cause, it's important to be persistent and resilient in the face of challenges and setbacks. Creating change is rarely easy and often requires time, effort, and perseverance. By staying focused, determined, and optimistic, you can overcome obstacles and continue to push forward in your efforts. It's also important to be open-minded and willing to listen to differing perspectives when championing a cause. By engaging in dialogue with others, considering alternative viewpoints, and being receptive to feedback, you can build bridges, foster understanding, and ultimately create an effective advocacy effort. In addition to individual advocacy efforts, it's important for communities, governments, and institutions to also play a role in championing causes and making the world a better place. By creating policies and programs and initiatives that support and promote positive change, these larger entities can help drive systemic, lasting impact on important issues. Championing a cause is a powerful way to make the world a better place. By harnessing passion, collaboration, advocacy, education, action, persistence, open-mindedness, and community support, we can all affect change, raise awareness, and create a positive impact on society. Ultimately, by championing causes that you care about and working together with others who share a common goal, you can make a meaningful difference in the world and leave a lasting legacy of positive change. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review. Follow and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode and all 115 podcast episodes and counting on my blog, dothisfirst.life. You can also sign up for my new weekly newsletter, which will help you get your week started on a positive note. And it will also provide updates on coaching once that opens up again, books, merch, and my public speaking engagements as they become available. Tomorrow, we'll continue our series of Leaving It Better Than You Found It. Till tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue, I see power in you. Past what held you down, look around, they can't be found. I see a chance. I see a champion in you.